2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On defense blog The Dew Line, Craig Hoyle paid tribute to the beautiful de Havilland mosquito, back in the air after a painstaking restoration project undertaken in New Zealand. Canadian-built aircraft KA-114 was flown to the short distance from Ardmore Airport to Mangere and back on 29th of September. This was the first time the type had been aloft since a UK-owned example was lost in a fatal crash in 1996. I think it's a great shame that the Royal Air Force's excellent Battle of Britain Memorial flight doesn't have a mosquito on its books, wrote Hoyle. Dave Mahamdar used the same blog to highlight footage from celebrations of Norway's air power centenary, as captured by the National Defense Ministry. The airline business blog carried a video in which Graham Dunn interviews cricket legend Brian Lara at the World Route Development Forum. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Qatar Airways boss Akbar Al-Bakr is losing patience with Boeing over its failure to begin deliveries of the airline's 787, as delays are now threatening its network growth. The Doha-based airline's first 787 made its public debut at Farnborough in July and was expected to be handed over to Qatar Airways by late August. However, as a result of what Al-Bakr describes as a creeping delivery date, the handover has still not taken place, forcing the airline to delay plans to introduce the twinjet on international services to London. Service had been slated to begin in September, and five 787s were due to be delivered by the end of the year. Power plant makers are vying to deliver the 10% fuel burn improvement targeted by Boeing for the next generation of its hot-selling 777 wide-body twinjet family. We investigate the likely offerings from General Electric, Pratt & Whitney, and Rolls-Royce. As the PW1100G geared turbofan is prepared for testing after its selection by Airbus for the A320neo narrowbody, we assess the progress and prospects of a power plant that is among the most popular in Pratt & Whitney's history. Frustrated by endless delays to its Boeing 787 delivery schedule, Qatar Airways is understood to have initiated discussions with Airbus about a major A330 deal. Chief Executive Akbar Al-Bakr has been vocal about being failed by Boeing over 787 deliveries, which were due to begin in late August, but still have not started as a result of unspecified technical issues. Qatar Airways has 30 787s on order and had been expecting to introduce its first five this year, with deliveries slated to continue through 2013 and 2014. But with its 787 deliveries in limbo and Qatar facing a potential capacity shortage, Flight Global has learned that talks have begun with Airbus for up to 24 A330s. The airline is seeking deliveries from mid-2012. Al-Bakr confirms to Flight Global that his 787s have been subject to a creeping delivery date, but will not be drawn in the Airbus talks, saying, "We are going to look at all our options, but I don't wish to discuss these." Bombardier's proposed assault on the low-cost market with a high-density configured C-Series is gaining momentum as the variant emerges as a genuine contender against the Airbus and Boeing re-engine single aisles in several budget carrier evaluations. The 160-seat version of the larger of the two C-Series variants, the CS-300, broke cover in July when it emerged that it had been proposed to Air Asia. It is now also known to be under evaluation by Vueling, Fly Dubai, and EasyJet. Spanish low-fare carrier Vueling had been running an evaluation of the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737 families, but widened the appraisal to consider the C-Series after the emergence of an offer of the 160-seat version, says Chief Executive Alex Cruz. He adds that a CS-300 with 160 seats could suit Vueling. "We were not expecting to have a long conversation with Bombardier, but they responded well," he says. A Dornier DO-228-200 twin turboprop crashed on September 28th, 3 minutes after taking off from Tribhuvan Airport in Kathmandu, a Nepal police spokesman confirms. The aircraft, operated by Sita Air and bearing registration 9NAHA, took off from Tribhuvan at 6:17 local time. It was operating on the Tribhuvan-Lukla route. Shortly after takeoff, however, the pilot noticed abnormalities in the aircraft and requested to return to Tribhuvan Airport, police spokesman Binod Singh tells Flight Global. He had received permission from air traffic control to land, but crashed before it could return to the airport, he says, adding that the weather was clear. The aircraft crashed into the banks of the Manoshara River, about 2 kilometers from the airport, at 6:20 local time. Witnesses say they spotted fire on the tail of the turboprop, according to Singh. None of the 19 people aboard, three crew, seven British, five Chinese, and four Nepalese, survived.